Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Blossoms HQ.
Hi!
I like how that's not dissimilar from the regular one, even though it's pitched.
Yeah. I liked it.
Need some vocal training to get the octaves higher, I think.
Who, me?
Yes. If you're going to be pitching it.
Hi!
Okay, now.
How are we doing?
Sound.
Good.
The run-up to Christmas. I'm not feeling very Christmassy this year.
Feels like it's come upon us very fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
I think it's because we're in America.
I think LA, because LA, you know, when you're like walking like the mall,
and it's like Christmas trees up.
It's like a Santa's grotto and that. I'm a bit like,
in
it's
heat.
Like 24 degrees, you know what I mean? Bright blue sunshine. It's like, just not my vibe, that. I like winter.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Chad said before, he's like, you got your tree up? I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, you know,
oh man.
No.
Oh, my, jump, I'll take you to get
I
a Christmas tree.
I felt Christmassy when I put mine up the other day.
I've been listening to Christmas tunes. I must say, I've been listening to our song as well a few times.
Christmas Eve, so
I listened
purpose.
To our playlist that we made. We made a Christmas playlist for Spotify.
Oh,
it's got like all the ones we're into with ours in.
That's good, because when you put like a Spotify one, there's some fucking shite tunes
in
there.
We should
share that.
Yeah,
we should. We will.
Christmas is fun.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah. Well, depends who you are, but I enjoy Christmas.
You look quite a rambler today. Quite
rambler.
Me. Yeah, with that anorak on.
Thank you.
What make is it?
Looking
Thank
well.
You. Yeah, you are actually looking
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Well done, man. What is it?
No sauce, innit? It's just...
Your face has got a glow.
It's that fucking light. That's what that is. It's the Adobe After Effects. Do you know what I mean? Fucking shit. No, I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling feeling like just alive. Do you know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah, as opposed to being dead. How are you?
Fucking
Do you know what? I actually went
I'm
to
good.
Kinder. I went on the bottom around the reservoir the other day. No, it's all right. Little Kiwi. She's 11 months old. So I thought the dog. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's mint more than that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, isn't it, around there?
It's good, so that's why I've
you know what I'm like,
come in this, to, because I've done one walk. I'm a walker now.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking walking wanker, aren't I?
Mm.
I love all that. Anyone else been doing any hobbies recently? Just briefly mention my one then.
Home renovations, as you know.
Yeah, you're getting
Only
you're
took
getting
me 2 years after getting the keys.
Jesus. The wrong keys though, them? Weren't they?
Fine. Cheers. I had a join around this morning.
Nice.
Just looking at a few things. I need to get some... need some floorboards putting in, but because they're like
the bodies.
Yes. As per the crime series thing.
Yep.
No, they have to get reclaimed ones because you can't just put a new piece of wood in because they're old. So that's fun.
But weirdly, I did actually put a new piece in. It doesn't look too bad, especially if you're getting them sanded from Leggett.
Mm. True, but the room's already been sanded. Maybe. We'll see.
I did tell me. I mean, I'll speak to you after.
Have trees gone GMO or something? Right.
No, it's because they're like old, aren't they? Like they've got a different colour and stuff.
So they've aged.
But yeah, no, I've done a similar thing when I got mine sanded. Mm. I was the same. I was like, I'm going to try and find a reclaim.
But yeah, just bits and bobs anyway.
Do you know what? It's not hard, is it? I think I spoke about it. They come in packs of six, right? And it's like 40 quid. I literally needed a little bit for the fireplace.
Mm.
I said to the guy, I was like, oh, you don't do these singular, do you? I could just need one piece. Like, I can't be asked paying... No, 40 quid or something. Literally, I need like...
So then have a load of waste wood.
A sliver. And he just ripped it open, pulled it out, put 2 quid on it. Went, there you go, mate.
Sweet.
It's not hard, is it?
Nice.
Should have had the theme for that.
Do you reckon it's... I think I might have said it before, though, but
well,
in a previous pod. But, yeah, anyone else been doing any hobbies or all that?
I went to a gig on Saturday evening.
The Coral?
The Coral.
Do you know what I really want to go? But Sophia was in London, so
really
I had to stay at home with dog and that.
Anyone who knows the Coral is one of the best.
I mean, I didn't have to stay home with the dog. I wanted to stay home and play FIFA. That's the actual truth of what I did.
New Century.
Is
Good
it?
Venue.
Sorry.
I loved it. I had a proper,
Back, you know.
No, I had a proper teenage day.
Nice. You know, every time I drive past your house, I can just see, like, through the blinds, the glow of FIFA.
Of green, yeah.
I don't always
Every time I drive past.
I'm watching football a lot.
Right, okay. Fair yeah. enough.
But I don't... I've that's why I
it's
wanted...
always a pitch, anyway.
That's why I wanted to stay in and watch and play FIFA, because I've not played it for ages. Do you know what? I played Josh.
Excuse me?
Josh from Inhaler at FIFA. It was good. Good games.
Yeah, did you win?
We had...
Tom's games.
Maybe three games. I won one, he won one. We drew one. I think that's it. Or we had four games and he won two, I won two. Yeah. It was good. Nice. Close games. Good fun. But no one else got doing anything. Like
I've been writing...
So, that's what we like. But we said, didn't we, when we came back, we're going to have December off.
On the Emu.
On the Emu. We've got a little setup at the back room, little drum machine, guitar. It's good.
Get the guitar.
It's fresh.
Do you feel inspired?
Yeah, it's good.
America.
It's just, I've always wrote at home, Anna. I've not wrote at home for ages, so it kind of feels like.
Feels nice.
Back to normal.
No, it's good.
But yeah, it's good. I can a few bits over last week, didn't I? Some of it
I was going to say, looking forward to getting in here.
I've been playing bass. I don't know why.
Should learn keys before bass.
Sent us a little ditty, didn't it?
Emily came upstairs, was like, it's good, Miles, but shouldn't he be really getting better at keys? I was like, I'm fucking trying to say that. But I actually started learning a Christmas song on piano the other day, my fourth semitone out of tune piano. Can't remember the song, but that was fun.
Speaking of tuning, Robin was round tuning my piano.
Right.
The other day. With the old...
Yours was tunable then.
What do you call them?
Tuning hammer.
Yeah. It was satisfying to watch someone who can actually play.
A master at his work. Yeah, Robin.
What
Robin,
you say?
Josh's dad is fucking. No, Robin is like unreal, isn't he?
Do you know what? Do it. I've got it. It's not hard, is it?
Here we go. Okay, yeah.
So this is kind of more on the side. We
Sorry,
just discussed
it's so HD,
this.
Right? Really, like the theme finishes and then you go straight into it.
Yeah, why? Because you're listening
to it. Yeah.
Live edit.
Pros, aren't we?
GoPros.
Like my theme the other day with the hob.
Oh, yeah. That was class.
That was good.
Should have replaced.
Yeah,
stick it online.
Send me that.
I'll send you.
We'll put that on.
If we can put it on now.
But yeah, so obviously we do negative YouTube comment of the week, which is all fun and games. And Josh's dad must have been listening to the podcast. And... you know,
supportive.
Yeah, what the person had said struck a chord with him, and he thought reach out to me. So the comment was something about a 10-year-old could have wrote after the breakup, and I got a text on Friday night saying, "Hey, up Tom, this is from Josh's dad, Robin. Re, the 10-year-old could write after the breakup comment. I just wanted to pitch in and say, after working with music degree students for 35 years, your songwriting skills are right up there with the very best of the best. Just saying, kiss."
He's a great liar, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Really good liar.
Oh, he's so a good motivational speaker. But no,
do you know what would be good?
He didn't need to send that, do you know what I mean? It was a nice text to see. Nice, I would say it's not hard, is it?
Do you know what would be a good twist if he was the one that wrote the comment?
Yeah.
Guilt.
Sociopath.
Yeah.
Oh, it's well, really
that was
nice,
Adam Waples, don't forget.
Where
there.
The fuck are you, Adam?
Yeah. Might be doing something boss, to be fair. But...
Josh, what have you been up to?
Me? Nothing.
You've been doing that?
No. Nothing really. No, just.
You're in London.
I did a one night stay in London on Friday, which was nice. We stayed in Soho. Not Soho, but Shoreditch, sorry. Nice. Went to Brat. You know Brat?
No.
You got two restaurants. One's...
You get told off.
Jeez.
Even a Brat.
One's it's in this thing called Clemson's Arch under like a railway thing. That's fucking well nice. But then the other one's a Michelin star gaff.
Awesome.
Went there for lunch.
Is it good?
Nice. Really good. Had a really nice fucking lemonade.
Do you know what? Shout out to Brutto on a sad note.
Yeah. Russell.
That is really sad.
Rest in peace.
Sad that.
Russell, yeah. The guy you were... Russell was he the co-owner?
He knows his gaff.
It
was his baby. Yeah.
But he, sadly passed away. And that was our favourite. Well, speaking myself here.
Collectively,
I think it was our favourite.
Every time we go to London, we go there.
Yeah. So
he's always so welcoming with us, wasn't he?
We shall continue to go to Brutto in his honour.
Yeah, it's a great restaurant. Very sad. Should we move on to something a bit more happy?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Should we? There's some boxes over there.
Yes.
Next to Josh. And this is a delivery from our unofficial sponsorship.
Oh,
I'm going to switch out
Asahi.
This, excuse the fucking shininess.
Look at that there.
Wow.
Into this.
Oh, looks good, that.
No more offending the public.
Should we, do you want me to get the email up?
To remind the listeners, it was
in
the fan bit, wasn't it? A guy commented saying,
"You can have that."
Do you want me to read this? Oh, well, actually, Joe, it's actually It's in your name.
It's so. Address. Well, it came to my gaff.
So, but you, I Chaz, think you should read it.
I've got a pump.
Good's that footy.
Don't know, I haven't seen it pumped up yet.
No, it looks good though. Yeah. It's like so a city. Like
a few cases of beer here, some buckets.
Well,
some
I
merch.
Think the buckets. He sent two buckets, and I think it's for bucket
the
ball.
Bucket ball. Ah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look. He knows us.
Oh fuck.
So the good. They will fucking use them on
top.
Wow. Time. They look like a good.
Fucking hell! This is ace.
I'm really good at throwing beer.
Read it out, Joe.
So he says, Joe. Sorry for the multiple packages. Also, sorry the... What's that say?
Cans.
Some nice beer mats.
It's not cans, though. Koi's? Caps are a bit shit. Yeah, caps, yeah. So, sorry for the multiple packages. Also, sorry for the caps. Sorry if the caps are a bit shit.
T-shirts are nice.
We've got some bucket hats. We've got some bucket hats coming next year. I love a bucket hat. So we'll send you one when they come into stock.
Glasses,
he
I
said
believe.
He said maybe we can sort the box out for City. Could be the start of some blossoming friendship. Aw, cheers, Joe. Unofficial beer sponsor. P.S. Couldn't find any better wrapping paper. Do you know what? Bless him. He got some glasses.
Fucking
no.
Do you
know
what?
I said the glasses. I was like, the glasses. We've not got any glasses at the yard.
Thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
Joe and the unofficial, official beer sponsor of
the Blossoms podcast.
I messaged him, emailed him back, just saying, thanks very much,
thank
mate.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
cheers.
Do you want me to go over his email that he sent over?
You got it.
He had little things to add. He's talking about his roulette numbers. He said he's always a 5 and 10 and 16. Zaba, Zeko and Aguero.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he actually said, to answer some of your beer-related queries, you are indeed correct. Madry is made up of a Spanish beer brewed in Burton.
Yeah.
By Coors Light.
Coors Light, not Carling.
Not Carling. Well, in brackets, owners of Carling.
I see.
Mad, whilst the majority of European beer brands are actually brewed in the UK, Bia Moretti and San Miguel, other examples, most of them are based on authentic beer brands from their country, yeah. Whereas Madry is simply made up mm-hmm. by a marketing team. One fair play to them, they did a good job.
One of the very few commercial beers that we all drink is still actually brewed overseas, is Peroni.
Mm. Really?
I love Peroni.
It's not my favourite Peroni. I don't mind it. But
it's quite strong, isn't it?
I like it.
It's strong.
It's weird. But when Stella was that age, I was like, oh,
I think it pairs well with food, doesn't it? Peroni.
Yeah. With a bolo.
You just put your foot in the bin, man.
I'm all about the Stella, you know. I had a Stella the other day. I was unreal. What's up, Seth? All right? Yeah. So, yeah, that was really nice of Joe. Mm-hmm. We've got a few crates there as well. I've already taken a few in the fridge at home.
Nice.
So it was a little crate if anyone fancy a little bevy.
Nice.
It's a nice tickle, isn't it? So I had a few the other day, I'd say. Had my good boys' beer, weekend, me and Pep, do you know what I mean? Cozy. Mm. How were the Coral anyway? Sorry, I interrupted you before.
Right, yeah, really good.
Mint band, aren't they? Unbelievable. I've got a little note in here that I suppose relates to Josh's little weekend in London a little bit.
Go on.
Do you remember our Sky Bar phase? I think you texted us the other day, Chaz. Yeah.
Boss phase. Someone explain for...
We just had a vibe of just... When we were like
on tour,
like 2016, I think that was
like,
it.
Yeah. In like 2021,
was it
just
the European
being,
thing or was it like
no,
UK?
It was before 2021,
no, it was like 2016, 17.
No, when we were 20, oh, sorry, or 21, oh. Yeah, like 2015, 2016 vibes, and we were like,
that's fucking 23 then.
Are you fucking 25. Ooh, ooh, we're in a band. What do bands do? Go to Sky Bars. That's what we did.
Yep.
What was that one that you had? You had a drink that was like $60 or something.
No,
or 60
so,
euros.
But, right, so we're no, in
Sky Bar. We've not explained what it is.
It's just a bar on the roof
of Sky Sports, isn't it?
No. It's a bar, isn't it? High up
any,
bar.
We'd always be like, is there any Sky Bars in Romania? Like, where
I don't know why.
I remember being in one in, was it Warsaw or something like that?
Yeah, that's the one.
What we're going to elaborate
where
on.
You got that drink.
Yeah.
Well, so basically, we're in Poland, and Poland notoriously, alcohol drinks cheap. You get a beer for like €2 or something like that, can't you? Mm. So we were in this bar, right, and then we're all getting cocktails, and they were like €5 for a cocktail. Obviously, it's cheap, isn't it?
Pretty good.
Miles obviously picks one on the
it's
menu.
Different.
It must have been about €40 Bearing in mind, we're in Poland, so that's like, fuck knows how much it would have been over here. I had bits of
gold.
That's
a two-night hotel stay.
Gold slip vodka in
it. Go on, Miles.
That's it. I ordered it. I was like, yeah, I'm in it, me. I'm on Sky Bar. Ooh, I'm getting this like expensive vodka drink with gold in. And then I got it and it tasted shit. It was so shit that they had to put in olive water.
No.
I said, aye, mate.
Brined it up.
And they went, what? And I went, aye, mate, it's shit, this. Can you just sort... I didn't say, I want that route. I want that route. In my head, I thought of that, but I was like, it's a bit strong, this. It was just a fucking... It was a bowl of vodka, really.
Is it a martini?
I don't know what it was.
Dirty martinis have olive brine in, don't they? Right.
Well, a bar.
I think it was. I think it was. I think it was just a plain martini.
Yeah, and then, aren't they? Well, yeah. They just put the. I mean, I like olives. That's when I started liking olives after that drink. I was like, I like the liquid form. Give me the solid form.
Do you remember we? So yeah, we've been to some shit ones though, haven't we? As well. I mean, oh, one in Birmingham was shit. We found one in Birmingham. Was like,
Jesus Christ!
On, there must be a Sky.
I don't think I went to that one.
I don't think I.
It wasn't even a Sky. It was just like the fourth floor of the Radisson Blue.
It was me and you, Tom. Yeah. I fucking buzz off them ones, you know. There's like an awkward
Bolo Sky Bar, wasn't it?
It's Pizza Express Sky Bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good vibe, man.
Maybe we should get back into this. We had a phase of spas.
Yeah,
the spa phase. We used to go to spas a lot.
Which tour was that? I feel like was that
which one the Sky
was
Bar?
That when Charles de Cabras was playing with us?
What Sky Bar?
2019 no. Then
spas.
2018
end of 2018
spas. We used to go get a load of sundries.
Yeah, because it was because we went to a spa at Edgeley Park. Yeah. So that was like the end of the spa.
Do you know what though? I'm holding up as the Edgeley Park one was a great. Like whenever we do a big gig in Manchester, I'm going to be like, we should do that again.
People are thinking, fucking hell, now aren't they?
Nah,
I like going home. Nah, for a gig, I'm the opposite. If I'm somewhere that isn't at home, I'm truly relaxed at home because I can just forget I've got a gig.
No, but you know what I mean? Your phone and stuff like that. The fact that the spa was like getting away. Do you know what I mean?
Like, getting away from the venue, innit?
Yeah, getting away from the venue and then also getting away from everything. Just being like in the spa, you can just chill, zone out. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to like, you know, because when you're home and stuff, you're doing stuff, aren't you, constantly?
Calm the nerves.
Into the dishwasher or doing this.
I'm still not chilled though before the gig.
No,
wherever I am, I feel like I'm still like, but just get me to the gig. I hate that wait before
I do, but I think that the spa for me made it a bit better. We did that, didn't we? Then even just, you know, for me, it's on your phone. Them phone calls you get.
This is so not the same thing. But we've seen that Robert Williams documentary when he has that mental breakdown before those gigs. Yeah. That's so anxious.
It's a bit
that
cringy that documentary.
When he says,
it?
Good, I liked it. I liked it.
Didn't like him sitting in his box as well.
Yeah, that was I was like, put some kecks on.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. I've got another mad note here. Do you know we've mentioned before, Mr. Wriggle?
Yes.
Charlie's eyes. Did you know Mr. Wriggle was your mum's...
My dad's, wasn't it?
No, your mum's form tutor.
Was it?
How do you know that?
At school, your mum.
The hell?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we went to watch CMOT when you were in America. And on the way back, she was talking about like her teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
She was like, oh yeah, Mr. Wriggle was my form tutor. I was like, Mr. Wriggle? I was like, that's not the same Mr. Wriggle he taught Charlie. She was like, yeah, that's the one. I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, and he taught my dad as well.
That's crazy. Like,
my dad was on the football team.
Yeah, your mum's fucking form tutor.
Small world, isn't it?
Person who got Charlie in that into music.
Offy, mum.
Yeah, I was like, that's well Offy.
Everyone knows everyone in Offy.
Like they yeah, they do, yeah, it is.
Yeah, the blanket of Offy, now rebranded as Little More.
Actually,
yeah. Well, no, like the arse end of it
always
is
was.
Was it?
Yeah,
yeah. They got the sign up on All Street, haven't they?
Always,
a little
always
more.
Been Little More.
Mm. So. My dad used to live.
You classed as
Little More.
Were you classed as Little More then back in the day when your mum and dad same?
Yeah,
Little More.
Offleton.
It's definitely just Offy, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
more appropriate.
What segments have we got?
Has anyone got anything? Anyone got? What would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
I was just going to call myself the golden saviour then, just to be a dick. Right, let's start off a bit dull.
Oh, God.
Christmas is approaching.
It is.
However, you're at home, you get a mysterious letter in the mail.
For $100 million.
The letter is addressed to you by your first and last name, right? There is no return. Well, they know your name and where you live, right? This will become apparent.
Okay.
There is no return address on the envelope. You do not recognise the handwriting, and it is postmarked from a city where you don't know anyone.
Okay.
Inside, there is a handwritten note that says, "You will be murdered on the December the 27th of 2023. What's your next move?
Jesus.
So, it's the 12th.
Just go to the police,
yeah,
don't
call, the, call, the, call the cops.
Right, next.
Like, yep. It's like you either do that or on the 27th, just stay in.
Yeah, but they know where you live, don't
load
they?
Load up, do you know what I mean?
You call the police, is there somewhere you can like go where like, well, they can protect you?
They just like sort somewhere, wouldn't they?
Okay. Get like the armed police around your gaff and just chill.
They probably wouldn't even do that, to be fair. Probably just be like, oh, let us know if something happens.
27th, so 2 days after, at least you get a Christmas. Yeah. Christmas Boxing Day.
End on a high.
You're hopefully not hungover for that, so you're a bit more focused.
Is there any, the City play on the 27th? There's some football games, isn't there, all that time? I don't think 27th. Got to go to the game, yeah.
Boxing Day, innit?
Go to a high security area. Right, that was shit.
So where I go? Come on. You know that little snug in the Arden Arms? The middle school. You see everything around you. Yeah. You stay in a corner.
And you can ring the bell when the murderer comes in.
Ding. Yeah. You get
another
paid.
Pint, Charlie.
You get paid $500,000, but you can't use a device with a screen for a year.
I'd fucking love it.
No TV. You won't be able to sleep. No TV, phone, computer, etc. You get paid once you're done.
Once you're done,
you're allowed to use a computer if you need it to work, but anything non-related, you can't use the computer. You are allowed to have an old flip phone to call people, but no texting. You're allowed to use a radio / CD player / record player for music. Could you make
this
it?
This sounds fucking great.
I fucking love that.
So basically, a time...
I'm getting paid off
the
mill.
Night is...
I'd love it.
The night is for you.
I've honestly, I've looked so much on my phone for a mobile phone.
You can get them.
You can get them.
You can get no, them, get yeah. them.
That has email on as well.
Yeah, yeah. You can.
No, you can, yeah.
What, email, texting?
Yeah,
phone?
Yeah.
You find me what?
Yeah, I'll send you it.
It's about... It ain't cheap. They're about the same price as an iPhone. Care. That's what the market has.
A lot more difficult than you think to do, but I'd give it a good
be
go.
Doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
mean,
that.
You'd have to... So, talk me through their
you know when you say
routine.
You're not allowed to look at a screen?
So you can't watch telly.
But what if you're at the train station? Yeah, you have to see the screen.
It's not like... It might be like Black Mirror then. All screens are like fizzed. Do you know what I mean?
I'd love it. I actually would love it.
So you wake up in the morning, you've got a day off, you're at home, no telly. What are you doing?
Stick some tunes on. Stick
read
the radio
some tunes
on.
Out, read.
Go for a walk.
Record player.
Yeah.
Record player.
Every day for
crossword.
A year.
Crossword.
Yeah. Every day for a year, yeah.
Crossword, yeah.
Right.
Cost.
And at the end of it, $500,000. Pre-tax.
Easy.
Do you know what I mean?
Easy.
Pre-tax. Think about how much you get done on the gaff and that.
Be a nice, clever.
I sometimes think that.
If it was fully removed, then you'd just like, you'd be more...
You'd adapt,
you'd have
you?
More impetus to do the other... You'd read more and stuff like that, wouldn't you?
I don't know why I've just thought of this, but I was at Steen's house last night. And on his front door is a new addition, and it's a sticker. It says no cold calling.
No so old school.
Did he put it up?
Wait,
he's put it on. I said, where'd you get that from? He said he ordered it on Amazon.
Wait,
so yeah, Charles, what's your foot with the?
So he's ordered a sticker that says obviously no.
So no one knocks on your house.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like phones. Do you know what I mean?
Do you ever get that?
Nah,
I get a couple.
No.
I get a couple. Yeah,
he must get them because he lives on a cul-de-sac, doesn't he? So they obviously go round the cul-de-sac and you must get quite a lot.
They used to people by your postcode answering the door, aren't they? So, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Honestly, I've had one before and he, no joke, knocks on and went, hey, is your dad in?
Oh, I've had that.
And I went, no, this is my house. And he went, bloody hell, you're doing well. That's what he said. Really? I was like, cheers, mate. Yeah, I was like,
what did he want?
Thank you. He just gave me the compliment and just walked off. And so I was just like, I think he felt awkward after basically thinking I think I look quite old though.
You could pass.
I get you. Do you know what I mean? You look, yeah. Look cracking for your age, T.
Thanks.
I look about.
I am cracking.
That's what I mean. I probably look my age, don't I? Look about.
I answer the door and they go, oh no, the nearest home's around here.
Oh, Grange in Bramall, yeah.
So honestly though, at the moment, fucking hell, like being in your 30s, you're like getting up and stuff like that, I realise I don't have as much energy as you used to have and stuff.
Fucking hell. In this case, I'm absolutely screwed when I get to 30.
No, it's true, isn't it?
I feel terrible.
I mean, it depends what you do. I since we got back from America, so it's been about like 2 weeks, I only drank once, one night. I know it sounds fucking like alky-wise, but it's not.
Alky.
But I think just not drinking, I can just do whatever I want to do.
I don't drink.
That doesn't work for me.
I don't feel like Emily, if I'm not drinking, I can get up.
Emily has to drag me out of bed this morning. I think some people are born lazy. I've not drank really for a couple of months. Mm. and I wake up and it's like I'm dead. Honestly. I'm there and it's like, why am I never this tired when I go to sleep?
Some days you're more tired than others, but I think on the whole...
The season doesn't help.
When I'm not drinking, I can sleep immediately.
Oh yeah.
I can get
I'm
up.
Not, yeah, I'm not talking, I'm just talking more about, like, I just don't have the same end. Like,
I know what you mean. I have my knees cracking.
Yeah, I'll do stuff.
It's like your energy levels, like... I just do stuff now. Like I'll do something, and I'm like, oh god, I'm knackered now. Whereas when I was younger, I never felt that.
When you're like 14, you do whatever the fuck.
That's what I mean.
We do quite lame things, which we'd consider lame like 10 years ago. You know, like being healthy and exercise. I'm not talking about me, obviously, but you know what I mean. it's like your walks and your fucking other shit and your cycling and stuff.
I never called them lame.
No, but can you imagine in your 20s, like guys always walking, that's lame. It's like, get a beer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the opposite and now, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's like you need to combat.
It's quite sad, really.
Well, you turn 30, you realise you can't just fucking...
You can't eat whatever you want and not really do anything.
I just feel better if I exert energy. So I have more energy if I exert energy. Mm. You know what I mean?
Energy makes energy.
If I wake up and I go to the gym or go on my bike, whatever...
Your brain's more active and you're more up for it. I'm like, but then you do, but then it's right because then you get to like 10 o'clock and you knack and it's like sleep, but then yeah, you're meant to go sleep by like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, do you know what I mean? Like, I do exactly the same. I wake up and I go, but I get back from the walk now. Do you know what I mean?
But you walk like insane amounts, so you're probably actually just fatigued because you walk.
My knees and that. I'm like, oh, I never used to have this. Do you know what I mean?
It's because you've been fucking scaling a mountain every day for 2 years.
My knees are fucked now.
Yeah, but that's from walking. Do you need to like get special things for your walking?
What do you mean?
Is your shoulder still fucked? Stuff like that for your knees?
Nah, you don't. I mean, I've always had a bad knee. I've had osteoclastosis.
Would that not be impetus to look after it more?
You're meant to grow out of it, aren't you? I'm not going to not stop exercising or walking.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
strap your leg up or something. It doesn't really help. I've had it all before. Maybe we need like a pod physio. Is there a physio out there?
You can help my knees.
Please, an actual like registered one though, not like someone who thinks they can do it. Because if they come round and fuck us up, you know what I mean?
I love the way Josh is like dead. They'd only give you some stretches and stuff.
Some guy who does it in his spare time, like walking on your back and shit.
You know, that'd be the end of me. Honestly, I can't stretch my leg much more than, so look. That really hurts.
Man, you need to do some yoga or something because when you actually... How old are you?
26.
So he said,
man, 26. You need to start doing some yoga.
I always forget how I have a moustache comb.
I've got a moustache comb, to be fair.
Chaz got me this, to be fair, when we lived together.
It is cool as fuck, the moustache comb.
One for your tash.
Speaking of damage.
Speaking of something else?
Speaking of damage.
You have 24 hours to do as much structural damage to your city or town as possible. At the end, you are rewarded the amount of money you caused in damage.
Mm.
Right?
What's the most expensive thing to smash up? Basically?
Laws still apply.
Oh, so you're gonna get fucking arrested.
This is what you need to be careful.
Get a balaclava.
If you are arrested, you don't get out of jail until the end of the 24 hours and also don't get to keep the money. If you are killed, your family does not inherit the money.
Oh, fuck.
If you make it to the end of the 24 hours, the city completely forgives you. So what would you do during that 24 hours and how much do you think you'd be able to do?
So you have to do the damage and you have to just get away with it for 24 hours.
You can't be killing people.
So, first of all, I'd find like a dead expensive monument or statue or something that doesn't really like something, you know, like a modern statue, not anything like historical. So you're not destroying something that's like people are going to miss, but something that's cost a lot. And you just drive into it and say it was an accident, wouldn't you?
Do you know what I realised the other day? You know, like you know, your pipe work and like your plumbing work that comes out the side of houses, you could just fucking pull that off well easy, couldn't you? What would the quote be to repair that? Do that on loads of houses. A couple of G's there, isn't there? Do you know what I mean?
I think it's small, but not getting in a lot of trouble.
Lots of
pictured you in the back.
But wait,
what do you think the most expensive monument? How much is the pyramid worth in Stockport?
Not that much.
What do you think the most expensive thing in Stockport is? Like,
that'd be hard to see.
You can set something on fire.
I'm talking like Edgley Park.
No, it's probably the wedding cake, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the listed buildings. St Mary's Church is old.
Yeah.
But mark it all. That's worth a few, mark it all, mint in it as well.
You
wouldn't want to destroy that though, would you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know the canoe guy?
Yeah.
How much was that? I remember that being quite a lot of money.
Tell you what, flatten Merseyway.
Oh, yeah, do you want happily?
Yeah, please.
That Merseyway is fucking
everywhere else
shite,
is shite, isn't it?
Yeah, Mersey. Do you know what? If they did Merseyway, just bang, and just concentrate more on the old town and Stockport Centre would be well nice.
It's just a bit sad, Merseyway. I feel like if they used the space better, it would be it's just better, wouldn't it?
It's sad, and it's that town centres are quite sad. It's sad that the high street's dying, to be honest.
What would you compare Merseyway to? Because we've been to a few places. Do you know what?
Coventry.
No, it's like, where were we that time? Was it Southampton? It's similar to Southampton, you know the high street.
Well, I mean,
it's
British High Street. Most. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's loads of them
after the war, isn't it?
I don't think it's looked after. I think one of it's greed from councils and charging X amount for retail space. The other thing is obviously online retail is just so big now.
Yeah.
You're not going to go like now, for example, if we need to go shopping, you go, I'll do it online. If you don't do it online, like, right, we'll go to Manchester, go to one of the bigger places.
The British High Street started dying off in like the early noughties.
Yeah.
Merseyway was pretty, it's always been shit, but it was pretty cozy like 20 years ago when you were a kid.
But that's what I mean. There's a part of it that's sad and it's not anyone's fault.
I still nip down just to like go like Boots and stuff like that, but I look around, there's just like there's nowhere open.
M&S Cafe.
There? But then again, I'm like, fairs, like, well, it's not making Woolies. Cash, is it?
But
Woolworths.
I get it that it's like, I don't know, I think a lot of it, personally, after my dad used to be a market trader on Stockport Market, and he always used to say the council was so greedy.
Yeah.
And I know other people who've got retail premises on Stockport and stuff like that now, and them retail spaces just charge a fortune. They basically, the price is similar to like Manchester, but it's like, we're not Manchester. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're never going to get that. I mean, we're going very Stockport and like very
political. This is very serious, more fun. What would you set on fire?
I don't know. I drive into a new monument. Bang.
Right, okay.
You can't do Cheeky Blue, can you? Need
I
that.
Mean, get the money.
Oh, that's worth a few quid, that.
You're right, lads.
Right. Okay, well.
Cheeky Blue.
What is it?
Cheeky Blue. Blow that up.
No, I've seen you've got to protect that. It's cool.
All right.
It's tuning, isn't it?
OG.
Right, that's
it. Brewery?
I mean, next on my photos is just a picture of a fucking dog feeder that I'm going to get, so like, there's not really much more that I can give you.
I've got a negative YouTube comment of the week.
Here we go!
No, I've got one as well. Negative YouTube comment of the week. Why so do good. You hate us?
Ooh. Thank you.
Fucking hell, the grip on the mic then.
Quite a Voldemort, that, isn't it? You good?
My Wi-Fi's connected to the studio.
Do you want me
thing?
To do one while I've got one here?
Yeah,
Tom?
Go on.
Just disconnect and...
This is on your girlfriend music video.
Okay. That's a great music video as well.
At Disorder 1889, great year, 1 month ago said, bass sounds good. Bear in mind, bass spelled like...
B-A-S-E.
Yeah. Lame. Ellipsis. Song is fucking cheese.
Wow.
Well, depending if you like cheese or not, that could be a compliment.
Yes.
I happen to love... I mean, I actually don't like cheese, so...
Parmigiano.
But you know what I mean? Charles, you look a bit fromage, don't you? So.
Oh, yeah. Cheese board.
Nicholas Fromage.
Nicholas
Fromel.
If you were a cheese, what would you be?
I'd be some boring, I reckon, wouldn't
I? Just like Parmesan.
Mature.
Just like Parmesan.
Macarino.
Fucking
baby bell.
Old Amsterdam.
Right, here we go.
Sharp cheddar.
Josh will be a blue.
I like a blue cheese.
Fuck you.
There's a couple on this video. I don't know if we've said it before, but fuck it, if we have, it's years ago, isn't it?
You got it.
Us covering Oasis whatever at Castlefield Bowl.
We nailed that cover. Not
we did. There's a lot.
I don't remember that. Oh,
there's a lot. When you had the another Boss jacket on.
Yeah, the one that I spent a grand and a half and wore twice.
Yeah.
That one.
You still got that one? Did you sell it?
It doesn't fit me. I tried to sell it, but nobody bought it. Do you know what?
Did you actually try and sell it?
I put it on eBay in lockdown, didn't I?
You should wear that.
It doesn't fit me.
I've got it now, haven't I?
Yeah.
Does it actually... It will fit you.
It will fit you one day.
It doesn't fit one day.
Yeah. What was the brand?
It's a goal.
It was... Canal.
Oh,
you've got it on in the Reason Why video. It looks bosh.
Burn.
Know?
Yeah, that's the second time. Yeah, no, Neil fucking Summers shit.
It looks it's
Neil,
bosh jacket.
Yeah, Neil Summers.
Shout out, guy.
It'll come to me. This is it. Neil Barrett.
Neil Barrett.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Sound.
It's got like stars on it and shit. I know.
It's got stripes.
John's brother.
Quite chavvy to be fair, but it's good.
No, I remember when you put it on, I was like, that's a boss jacket.
You can have it then for a bit.
For a bit.
Right.
Christmas dinner.
You found
anyway,
it.
4 years ago, Bold Face Chimp said, band are actually decent, but fucking sort the Barnetts and Clobber out. Identity's just not catching.
Right. This leads on to one of my... Can I like do a co...
There's another one. LUFC123 also said, decent band, but their hair is unacceptable.
Right, cheers. Miles.
Fucking, does your head in?
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you for that, Thomas.
These guys also, Busan2711, these guys need to eat more.
That was kind of relevant for me at the time.
That's quite toxic, though. I don't like that. Yeah, right,
well done, Joe. You know what does my head in? Thank you.
Do you know what does my fucking head in?
Please.
When people say, get your fucking hair cut. Or,
it's such an old school on that.
Like someone turns around and goes, get your hair cut. And I'm like, I've never thought of that before. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Don't get jealous of my fucking hair because you're balding, first of all. Fucking hell. Fuck off.
Why are you looking at me?
It does my fucking head in. I mean, like, it's like, shut up.
Hair or not, I've had people openly laugh at me in the street, but like oftentimes, like say you're in a crowded place and the hair's down, it's just long hair.
The history of long hair, because it's not even like a generational thing. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, if you go back to like the 60s, 70s, fucking 80s, the past 60 years, it's been quite a common practice.
Do you reckon they got shit?
You know what I mean?
Do you reckon in like the 60s and that, people be like, yo, you fucking mophead?
I don't know, it's just... I mean?
It's like a modern thing.
We were walking.
I get madam on the regular.
Madam?
I'd say weekly, everywhere I go. Madam, think, you know, like, they haven't clocked you.
I have from behind before. And yeah, I turn around, I've got a full ass beard.
Someone called me. It's like, ladies, where do you want to sit? And it's like... Come ahead, lad.
I've had a few. Someone called me love in the chemist. But then he noticed, obviously, it was me.
Oh, yeah.
And went, oh, sorry, mate. Sorry, mate. I'm not that way inclined. I was like, all right, fair enough. Neither am I. And he was like, yeah, you sure? And I was like, what? I was like,
was this what you talked about the other day?
That's a bit pretty, like, I don't know what quite what that is, isn't it? Yeah, I was like, and then he kept like, he was really ashamed that he called me love and then walked out. And I was like, just stood there like, many levels of this, which were a bit incorrect.
What's that guy called who plays in the, he's like the really old school fucking guy.
Ian McCall, what's?
McKellen. He talks about coming back to Manchester and about, it's like one of the places that you get.
He cries, doesn't he?
Yeah, getting a black cab and he turn around and go, right, love, where are you going? No matter who you are, they just call each other love. He starts like,
I think it's a nice. I used to call people love all the time, but I stopped doing it because some people
take offense,
which is not meant like that.
Your dad says love, doesn't he?
Yeah, my dad does.
Yeah,
says
Rick
love all the time.
Calls us love, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. It is. It's a. Just I think universal, it's a very. It's a very Mancunian thing to call, no matter what gender, no matter what, just love. Do you know what I mean? I like it, mate. It's like all the old school people,
cozy,
like my dad, or like you saying, and Josh, your dad, or. People out, like, call anyone love, really. It's
would
nice.
Anyone ever chop their hair off?
Well, weirdly, I'm getting my hair cut on Thursday.
You thinking of a drastic change?
I'm getting the...
You've had it, like... What time? I reckon your hair's been the shortest in general out of us.
Yeah.
What time are you in?
Yeah.
On Thursday. Wouldn't you like to know?
I'm in.
What time are you in? Come on.
10:15.
In what? Nah, I'm in later.
All right.
Thank God.
Take a banana out after that.
Oh, that's nice. I'm good. But yeah, no, I might go short.
Taking the cheeky blue. Sorry.
That's uncomfortable. It was good for the laughs, that. I might go short, you know. I might, because I'm
you
getting...
You saved the podcast with that comment.
Just watch the fucking cameras with your foot. Do you know what, I might go short. Well, I think so. I'm getting married out in 2 years, and I thought...
Plenty of time to grow it back up.
What do you say?
Plenty of time to grow it back up.
Well, that's it. That's why I'm doing
it. Why don't
it.
You just shave it off?
I don't want to.
How
want
short are you talking?
I think you'd suit a skinhead, you know.
Skinhead?
I don't want it.
Skinhead, a little like...
How short then are you talking? Is it worth a conversation short? Or should we move on?
No, I've got short.
No, if you're going short, it's like, bring the short to the table. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm going to bring the short to the table.
Why do you wear shorts?
I liked it when you had a quiff a few years ago.
Do you know what? I love McQuiff, but Liam Gallagher said only Morrissey should have a quiff when he spoke to me, and I felt bad. That's Quiffless. Actually true. He looked at me and went, only Morrissey should have a quiff.
When did you last have a quiff? Right. You had a quiff when we first started, didn't you?
Yeah. I nearly got a quiff. Do you know what it was?
I would love to see you.
I was at Leeds Festival in 2013.
I think you should try short.
And it was just before, maybe, when did you, when was that fucking party? It was maybe like 2 or 3 weeks after we, you saved my life.
Yeah.
And then I was there and I got my hair wet because it had been raining, and I pushed it back, looked at myself in the mirror and went, I'm going to get a quiff.
Right, you gotta leave that one in. He's three strikes, he's out.
No, he's in.
You read my story there. Oh, fuck.
It's right in the middle of him talking as well. I was fully invested in the chat.
You had a quiff. I think you should try a quiff.
You looked at yourself and you thought you looked good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If there's a time at the moment when we're working on an album, now's the time to try a short.
I've changed my hair.
I think you should go short. I said that. Go short. Last time you looked good.
No, I know. I'm gonna go fringe.
Copy me.
No, I'm not going bangs, things like that. I've had fringe before, you know, I think you're fine as well.
You got smaller head than Tom.
I grew my hair first, okay.
Me and you both had longer in school.
Yeah, you did.
That's why we bonded.
Yeah, we can't say what people called us, though, can we?
Yeah, we can.
Great theme, this.
It's every time, don't we?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, you know what? Play that again, it's great.
Play it.
Go on. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
The chords were a loop, weren't they?
Probably my finest drum work, that.
So, I had to watch the end of Once Upon a Time, didn't I?
Yep.
Okay.
So I had to repurchase it on Amazon, didn't you?
I didn't, actually. It was included. So, let's have a look.
Did you watch something else as well, or just that?
Just that. I was going to watch, freestyle and watch, like, a Christmas movie, but I've been busy.
Yeah, we'll pick that now.
So, I was picking up, and I was right getting into, like, where it goes fucking insane with the bit you were like, oh, you have to see that. I wrote, can of food to the face, ha 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 ha.
The dog food, innit? Mm.
That made me laugh.
That was funny.
And then there's, like, I was laughing, but then there was loads of screaming on the telly. So I wrote, wonder what the neighbours are thinking. So extreme, ha ha ha. The pool scene reminds me of like playing The Sims when you're a kid and you just do like torturous things to Sims. Do you know what I mean? Just like removing the ladders and setting fires and stuff. Probably just my childhood, to be fair. DiCaprio looks ace in Sideburns.
Yeah, he does.
That, really
when
good.
He, when he comes on, when he comes out though with the flamethrower,
that's your favorite.
Fucking classic.
He really suits that that look. Yeah. I think. That's kind of all I had written on that. But then I let the credits run out at the end because you know it kind of chills out after that, and you know my man goes to hospital because he got stabbed in the side. And then there's like a fake SIG ad.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh because it's all dead serious. And the second it cuts, he's like, oh, this SIG tastes like shit. And then he's got like a life-size cardboard cutout, hasn't he? And he's like, who the fuck chose this picture? I've got a double chin. I was like, that's literally us on photo shoots. Like, you're like, watch the chin.
Watch the
fucking chin. And that's it. Another really outstanding review.
What are you giving it out of 10?
Why do you think you had a TV show on like BBC One doing that?
I think it'd be BBC Four, wouldn't it?
Be terrible.
Channel 5.
We've got a new duo, haven't we? We're going to tour it. We was doing it upstairs before.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So
just happened
because I've just set my little kit up upstairs again just to piss about on. I started playing a bossa nova beat and just started doing key. What do you call them?
Kick ups.
Exactly.
Yeah, we filmed
it. Tour that.
Yeah, one sec.
Class.
Got it on here. I'll show you.
We filmed it.
It's quite like noughties, like Ronaldinho, Nightcard, isn't it?
What was it called?
Quite midi vest.
FIFA Street.
Joe Benito.
It's good that.
But yeah,
if you did a samba beat, bumper. Do you know what I mean?
No, he was wearing para boots, mate.
Fucking.
Quick for you, that.
Fuck you. I give that a 10 out of 10.
That?
Yeah, that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What are you giving the film out of 10?
The film? 8.8.3.
8.8.3.
Yeah, so it'd be like 8.8.3.
Next film. Christmas film. Has to be, doesn't it? You've seen Elf?
Yeah.
You've seen Home Alone?
Yeah, but like many, many years ago.
No, that's
not
seen.
You see that my man...
Have you seen once...
Upon a Time in Hollywood?
34 Street.
No, no.
Oh, no, no. You need to see the OG
Wonderful
one.
It's Wonderful Life.
It's Wonderful Life. You'd fucking love that.
It's Wonderful Life. It's a fucking great film.
You
do what? Make sure you've got the day. Don't split the film up.
No, I will. Yeah, I will.
Oh, mate.
Make sure it's
black and white.
Don't watch the colour.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're going to Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin's on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood now, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He got inducted, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, his speech was dead emotional.
Really emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice. It's weird because he speaks like a kid, but he's like 43. Like his voice isn't...
That's how old he is now.
Yeah. He looks sharp as hell, to be fair.
But what a film it is. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I said that.
Frank Capra directed it, but James Stewart done it.
Why don't we all watch it?
Yeah, that's a good
nice. Yeah, I'll watch it.
And then we can all talk about it.
I didn't watch it last Christmas because Sophia said we watched it the Christmas before that and it was too soon. That's a fucking vibe, that, you know.
This is the Band Bit.
Speak.
This is the Band Bit.
Hiya.
So this is the Fan Bit, where you, the fans, send in your questions to us, the band. And we, the band, don't have any of the questions ready.
I do.
Josh, take it. Take it away, Josh.
Here we go.
This one was cool. It was, it says, love from Hawksmoor, Edinburgh. And it's from some folks who they're originally from Manchester but are currently studying at the University of Edinburgh, and they both work part time at the Hawksmoor there. And they said they said they were good to miss us when we came during the tour last year. Anyway, they said we
Edinburgh.
Wanted to. Yeah,
that was a good. That was a great.
So they weren't working when we were there.
I don't think so.
Do you know when we did that Edinburgh gig? Sorry to interrupt, but that weirdly, and I don't want to get any hate here, but it was better than the Glasgow gig.
Interesting,
it was.
Do you remember we said? And we
can't remember.
Neil Summers came.
Well, Glasgow's normally shit off.
The Corn Exchange, I think it was called.
Oh, it was great. It was great gig. We got the bus into town.
We did.
And went Hawksmoor. Sorry, Josh. Carry on.
But yeah, so it says here. Anyway, we wanted to ask you, if you had a table for 10 at Hawksmoor and could each invite a person, dead or alive, as your plus one, who would it be?
Ooh, so we've each
Look
got
forward
a plus
to hearing,
one.
Hearing your answers. Hawksmoor Edinburgh is now your unofficial sponsor too.
Do you know what? I'd love Hawksmoor to be a sponsor.
This so, one, sorry. Go on. You
go on. Go on. It'd be a plus one,
Josh. Plus one.
Plus one for a table at Hawksmoor, dead or alive.
I mean, the obvious one. I suppose we should pick people we don't know.
It needs to be like fun.
Yeah.
Shit,
what you're going for?
Yeah, you pick dead or alive. You've got to pick one. I mean,
or can it be people we know? Or should it?
I suppose it can.
Is anyone dead or alive?
Who would you take?
I mean, you want Rick there, wouldn't you?
Rick Astley.
Yeah, he'd just be.
Go on, Josh. You having Rick?
I'll bring Rick.
Rick's great company.
Yeah,
like he's such a nice guy. He's got great stories. Like what were we talking about at the time? And he was like, I was actually there.
Oh, the
Eddie Murphy and Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
MTV Awards, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just mad things like that. Where he's
it
like,
wasn't me a comment or anything, but I was there.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Class.
Go on, Chaz, who'd yours be? It's dead or alive, isn't it?
Dead or alive.
Charlie Chaplin.
Back to me on that one.
I'd probably take.
There's four spaces left, isn't there?
Yeah,
just bring the Beatles. Done.
I was going to say, would you say John? But then.
Do you know who'd be a very...
It'd be good to see the crack with the Beatles, wouldn't it?
Do you know who...
Yeah, this would be.
So random, but having seen him last week, or the other week, he'd be a really good laugh and he'd have loads of stories. What's Noel's mate called?
Scully.
Scully'd be fucking boss to have on the table, to be fair.
Yeah, Scully would be
Scully.
Good.
Scully's right, so a laugh.
Who did you say?
Rick.
Rick Scully.
Scully'd be funny.
I'll bring C-Mat.
C-Mat's great company. Come on, Miles, who do you say?
Don't we know that many people?
What?
You don't have to.
I bring Jordan Orton.
You don't.
Just because it's funny.
That is funny. Like, it's good you can have that.
It's just funny. Like,
he just be getting selfies any, with everyone.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
You invite anyone in the world, dead or alive, right? Like, John Lennon, you could pick. You could pick.
You
anyone,
pick John Lennon,
these,
then.
All these people. Miles has picked his mate from school.
It'll
first
be funny.
All over his fiance.
Oh, yeah, shit. Emily, then
nah,
Jordan.
No, you said Jordan. Not. Why would you pick someone like what about
right, okay,
fucking
right.
Matt Bellamy or
okay.
something? Oh, actually, what no, I mean,
he's soundly Auburn. He's cozy and he's one of our best mates.
You're fucking selfish bastard.
Right, listed to this one. Fuck off.
Do you know what I bring?
Yeah,
Emily, do you know what I bring? Jesus Christ. That would be very interesting.
Class.
Lots of stories to tell. Joe, how about you?
I mean, first of all, is he real? Is he not? Don't know.
That's these that's are the why, stories yeah, that he no, could nice. Tell us.
I would. The obvious one is John Lennon, isn't it? I watched that thing last night, though. I watched that documentary last night. Have you seen it?
No.
About his killer. I don't really want to go into it.
Oh, Chapman
I'm full, like, fully on the vibe that you shouldn't even say who he is because he did it for fame. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I'm like.
Infamous.
McCartney'd be good though, wouldn't he?
I'd love, yeah. I mean, I'd love to meet
he'd
McCartney.
He'd be on the weed, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I'd love to meet McCartney.
Maca.
Do you know.
Do but then like, I think Liam would be good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
In recent times, I've become a little bit like, not obsessed, but like really into Anthony Bourdain, the chef.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I've read a few books and stuff and watched all of his programs. I just think he'd be fucking amazing.
Do you know what? I'm Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais. We're just now just now, same yeah. people. Just like same,
I'm going to pick one and final one. What I'm going to say Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
Nice. Miles and
he's
Carl Pilkington.
He's someone that
needs
we've never. Do you know, like, the fortunate thing that we do? We've managed to brush shoulders with a lot of like people we like, you know, and musicians and a few other people and different trades
he
and walks in life.
The scenes, though,
yeah, but
he?
I've never nothing. Never with him. We've met Ricky Gervais.
I'd love to meet David Mitchell. I'd love to meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a shout.
And Robert Webb.
I've got another one here. It says, hi guys, massive fan and long time watcher of the pod.
Thank you.
I've always been obsessed with the negative YouTube comment of the week jingle and learned how to play it on guitars years ago so I could sing it along with it. Oh, that's cute. This week, with some free time after moving house, I was playing it on guitar and wrote a verse for it.
Wow.
Tom is a massive songwriting influence for me and I honestly think people will look back in years to come on how well your tunes are written.
Nice.
Thank you. It's really nice. Lots of love. Yeah. This is Harry Busby.
We finally made it on the screen. It's somewhat I forgot. So why is it hard for you to see?
Really?
The boys before the Charlemagne on BBC.
Ooh, nice.
The noise, you leave a little message on.
It works,
nice.
Flows.
Nice.
What's his name?
He's actually good negative YouTube comment.
Ooh, nice.
I like that.
Yeah, very good. What's his name again?
Harry Busby.
Cheers, what? Harry.
It's really nice.
I'd give that 8 out of 10.
That was really good, that.
Yeah, that was.
Maybe 9. I liked it. I liked the progression.
Did I have another fan one in
Miles, you were saying one. You were sad laughing.
Yeah, you might, yeah, it just set, like, whatever it is, the title just says Tom is on Need for Speed.
You know, oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
You what?
Just one of that tune that we did with Chase and Davis just on the background, and he said, we were just playing it and we're blessed with Tom's vocals. Hope this makes Tom happy, Will.
Even though it was on Need for Speed.
Yeah. Just made me laugh.
That'll pay for your shopping at the weekend.
No.
we've had a few messages from American listeners.
Wow.
Stating that they're not the only, because when we had our one out, they're like, the only American.
Yeah. Oh, that's
saying,
nice to know.
Loads of people saying, one of them says, I don't know how do you pronounce that second name? Just go straight to Chaz.
Smith.
Well done.
Okay, here he is. Go on, you can read it.
I only know this because Liverpool used to have a keeper called Vesterveld.
Ah, is that what it is? I didn't know how to spell that.
There you go.
No, you can read out, man.
Greetings from an American listener. I first saw you guys in 2019 at Malahoyd Castle when you supported Noel Gallagher. Do you have any specific memories from that gig? That was my first time in Ireland, so that gig will always be memorable to me.
I remember it was really fucking down. Windy.
It was pissing down.
Yeah.
And
we couldn't get back to the hotel.
Bono was there, wasn't he?
Bono was there.
Because Inhaler was supporting.
Yeah.
Also, this is interesting. I work for the company that published Rupi Kaur's Milk and Honey.
Ah.
So I hope you'll stop in Kansas City next time you're in the States. Cheers, Brianna.
We have been to Kansas City.
Boss.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is that?
There we go. It's a nice one. What
was that last bit?
It's the book that the book that poem's in the to-do list.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even listen. I don't listen to lyrics or him or anyone.
Taking your fucking best mate to a party, you can take anyone, so dead or alive. Not listening to people. You're very offy.
You're so offy.
I'm well offy.
You're more offy than me.
Do you remember when we did that photo shooting offy and someone went past, Miles, you dickhead?
No, Miles, you wanker.
It came up on my... Remember me the other day, that.
Right, last one now. Okay, this one here says, hi, Merry Christmas. I'm a big fan.
What's her name first?
Her name is... I can't read. Ariane Boyd. Okay. The question I have is...
Why have you got your mic on your chin, though?
That's all shit. The question I have is... Guys.
Go on.
What Christmas tradition have you started and do now every Christmas? And goes on to say, mine is when I was younger, my dad took me to the cinema and we had a curry on Christmas Eve. That's fucking brilliant. I still have curry on Christmas Eve every time, but go pub. Yeah, so example there was curry on Christmas Eve.
We've any, had a few examples. I feel like I've had a few traditions which then end up dying out. The most recent tradition, I would say, is everyone comes to mine for Christmas dinner.
Yeah,
So like my mum and dad, Katie's mum and dad, Joe. So that's new in the last like 3 or 4 years.
Jordan Horton
comes now. Your dream dinner could be like,
it's only round the corner, isn't it?
So that's a new tradition. Used to go to Hazel Grove.
We used to go to Grove.
Band got big and started getting shit off people, so stopped going.
There was a band, wasn't there? Yeah. From Stockport, it was shit. Really fucked. I'm not even going to say the name. I remember it, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give them the time of day. But the wank, and he came up to us like, your band's shit. I was like, where was your last gig at? Fucking prick. I hate that. People come up and just go, you ban shit. It's like, shut up. I don't care.
Thank you.
I just go, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. But yeah, my tradition, Chinese on...
That used to be with your gran and stuff.
Exactly. And God rest her soul, but we still carry on now every now and then.
That's a nice tradition.
Get a Chinese and
Christmas. What Chinese restaurant / takeaway
we all used
from?
To go Fortune.
Where's that?
Right.
Near the island.
It's pricey though, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
That's fucking brilliant.
I might get on that curry Christmas Eve.
Oh, mate, I fucking love a vindaloo. I love that.
Couldn't be arse with curry after.
I just like being with your mates, just going in and out of booze. It's cold.
So nice.
Cozy.
Are we doing anything for New Year's this year? Like us?
Could organise a party, yeah, couldn't we, a little bit?
We were just thinking the other day about that.
What, in here?
Do you want to have one? It's
quite nice, isn't it?
Why don't we just go to a pub or something?
It's fucking horrible.
I'm debating going to London.
Oh, you did that last year.
You did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I was checking
nothing.
Anyway, this is side
irrelevant.
I've got another one. Angus Page to the lads. Quite like that. Fucking love the podcast. Scratch card etiquette was hilarious.
Thank you.
Would you ever be up for doing a few gigs for the lesser played tunes, i.e. Love Talk, Edith Machinist, Something for the Mind? Can't wait to hear the new single now. We were speaking about it the other day as well, actually, behind the scenes.
BTS.
I reckon one day it'll probably
good ideas
happen.
Always come when you least expect them.
Yeah, we'd like to do... Okay. We would like to do a gig where, what would you say, the B-side? Like B-side you said, the lesser known tracks. Yeah, it would be good. But I don't
know
where.
It's just the timing of it, isn't it?
Yeah, timing. We're in the middle of making a new record, so it's just not a priority.
However, if you catch me and Chaz at Baker's tomorrow night, you might get a few there, won't you?
First up's Samba Football, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and thee.
Yeah.
Then MK Ultra.
Then the local magician.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Oliver Hurst. Hi, lads. I met you all many moons ago on several occasions in 42s. Shout out.
Yeah.
42s is like, I think it moulded... Who we all are, probably.
Mm.
Bar Josh. Mm,
not me.
But it was a great place to go on it. Like it was.
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
He said, anyway, sorry, several occasions in 42s before you had your first album out, I remember asking Tom a fair few times if On the Beach at Night was going to make the album, which he said along the lines of, I think so, and sadly he didn't make it.
Well, it was recorded within the sessions of the first album, so it had the full works, didn't it?
Fuck me, is that all that tune?
It was multi-tracked.
Yeah, he's gone on to say, is there any chance for it returning to the live set?
Never.
knew that was coming, or being released online. It's a banger. I'm close to needing a new copy of the Getaway vinyl. I've worn out the B-side. I first saw your guys at Club Academy. That's where I met Sophia.
Yeah.
She was.
and have tickets for Wivenshaw Park next year. Oh, keep up the good work,
nice.
Gents.
You've stayed with us for like 8 years. So.
That's, that's really kind of him, isn't it? On the Beach Tonight is a tune.
No, it is. It's not a bad tune.
One of fair. Charlie's favourite lyrics is in that tune.
Not anymore.
What was it? It was...
No, it's when he first said it and it flowed. I was like, that's fucking brilliant, that.
Fantastic.
That is fantastic.
So windy. What is
that
the lyrics?
Sound is ace.
Two girls in silk kimonos, but...
so Charles Niner, you are the king of the indie people.
No,
you.
But it like it was the way it flowed and it was enunciated in the song. Do you know
I just
mean?
Recite that lyric and take 35mm photos.
Fucking hell, how long we're on? An hour. 42s is good though, isn't it? Back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, when was the last time everybody went?
My brother's 18th, 2016, January. Yeah.
I think that was the last time for me.
Hilarious.
We went venue not long ago on a Christmas. Was it last year?
No one was there.
It was Christmas Day.
2 years ago, that.
Two years ago.
It was an Abba night. Was it an 80s night or an Abba night?
I worked Christmas Day. No, do you know what that was, though? It's because we're all old now. I mean, we're in at like 11 o'clock or
something. Yeah. Like, where is everyone?
Yeah, exactly.
Start your night off at midnight. That was it, wasn't it? Fucking sleep by then. Toss and turn into my knob. Right, see you next week. All the best.
Tossing and turning with the knob.
Nah.
See you later. It's a
podcast. Miles, where do we need to send the questions in?
Where do we need to send the questions in, Miles? Go on. blossomspodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye.
Send them in.
Pod that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.